GreatSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you today. And I pray that everyone will actually return back with testimonies and with instructions and guide to know exactly what to do next in every area of life. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains Make Room for More, a guide to walking in a life without self-imposed limits. The scripture today will be Isaiah 54:2-3. It's a wonderful scripture that I love so much, and it tells us, it guides us on exactly how to enlarge, how to become bigger, how to fulfill destiny, and how to become greater in life. And today, the topic has several terms. Number one being the fact that it's a guide, which means we will be learning different instructions as what to do per time. And then it's telling us about make room. That means there's something for you and I to do. This is not the side of God. We know God is the one that brings increase. You know, Paul can plant, Apollos can water, but God is the one that brings increase. But this time around, he's talking about make, then room. That means you are the one to make the room, to make sure the room is big enough to take more things. Remember in the scripture in Malachi, when he talks about the tithe, that when we bring all the tithe into the house, that there may be food in his house. And he says he will pour out on us that blessing or blessing that there won't be any space to take it. So imagine if all the space you have is a cup, this scripture will still be fulfilled. If all the space you have is a bucket, that scripture will still be fulfilled. And if all the room you have is a big hall that can take many things, that scripture will still be open. So the question is, what room do you have? What room do I have? What room is God going to fill up when he opens up the windows of heaven upon your life and upon my life? That's Isaiah 54:2-3 says, enlarge the place of your tents. Remember, it says your own tents. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lending your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. So that's it today. The terms we are looking at include make, then room, which is talking about what you have currently. What room do you have currently? What space do you have currently that can take anything? Then without self-imposed limits, without something, there is something that is hindering that growth from happening. Then it's telling us that this time around, we are not looking at the devil or the demons or all these other powers. We are looking at self-imposed limits, that it is just God is waiting for you and I to actually take steps and do what is required for us to get to that next level. So most times the limitations we experience are self-imposed. That means it is growth dependent. If I don't grow to the next level, if you don't grow to the next level, it means I may not be able to experience the best of God that he has for you and I right now. So my expansion, the greatness, the blessing that God is bringing my way is depending on the growth I have, on the room I have to take more. If, for example, God wants to give me a lot of blessing and all I have is my palms and I just fold it, what can it take? It can only take that. But imagine if I have a container. I'm talking about containers that go on the sea. If you have that container, what it will take will even be super, super, super big. Imagine if I have several containers. I will also still be able to take that. So God is telling you and I today about expanding. Remember last week we talked about dreaming big, being able to expect the greatness. So right now today is talking about you and I making room for more, removing the self-imposed limitations. My thoughts, the way I think, the way I react, the way I behave, the way I do things, these are all the limitations that can prevent that blessing from coming to us. Trust me, God has released this blessing. God says, I will open upon you the windows of heaven. You are faithful in your tithing, you are faithful in giving, in sacrificing, I'm talking about giving things that are really precious to you. You are faithful in all those things. God says, give, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, will God bring to you. But remember, it's talking about running over. God has promised a running over level of blessing. But the question is, what kind of container do you and I have that will be running over? If the container you have is small, it will still run over. If the container you have is big, it's still going to run over. So I'd rather let the container I have become bigger so that it can run over. Remember the story of that widow that Elisha asked the question, what do you have in your house? We are still going to talk about that. Then he talked about the oil, and Elisha said, go and get vessels, not a few. Get as many as possible. Then begin to pour the oil inside. Lock the door. And then the woman began to pour and to pour. Remember, the oil stopped flowing when the container stopped taking more. That means she didn't have any containers anymore. So the oil stopped flowing. The moment we stop growing, we can't take more. And our level of growth will determine the kind of blessings we can even take. It says, until there is no more room to take more. Imagine if my room is big. That means my big room will be filled until there's no room to take more. If I have a small room, that means only that small room will be filled. So this is a clarion call to you and I to grow, to expand. We're going to talk more in details. So God wants to give you good measure. If only the container you have is a cup, you still have good measure there. Press down. If all you have is a bucket, you still have press down there. Shaking together, running over. Now, the first step is to give. Remember, this is talking about a guide to living a life without self-imposed limits. The first step is to give. Give and it shall be given back to you. Now, I know when we talk about giving, the first thing that comes to our Christian brains is the fact that it's talking about financial seeds and sacrifices. But why that is a major thing there, and why do I know it's a major thing? Because our money represents our life to a good extent. It's talking about your past life. Everything you've done. Let's say you have a job and you go there 8 to 5. You went all through last month and they paid you a salary. That salary is representing the life, the time, and you remember your time is a measure of your life. So it's representing the time you gave to that particular business or company at that time. So giving will always point us back to our money. While direct giving of financial seeds and sacrifices may be what this scripture is referring to, but it is not limited to that. In fact, that scripture never mentioned finances. It is going to be a major thing, but it's not the only thing. What about giving our time? What about giving our skills, our knowledge, giving of prayers, spiritual investment? When we give, God is saying we will get more in return. So the first thing we need to know is, if I'm expecting Isaiah 54 verse 3 to happen, what is in 54 verse 3? It says, for you shall expand to the right and to the left. God is telling us about that expansion, that greatness that is coming our way. But he's saying, if that is going to happen, you must start from verse 2, which says, enlarge the place of your tent. Grow. Expand. Make room to take more. Don't let age be a barrier. Don't let your education be a barrier. If you have to educate yourself more and go to school more, then do it. If you have to just educate yourself by taking some informal courses, then do it. Informal training, then do it. But no matter what it is, it says enlarge. Stretch yourself. We know that stretching is never comfortable. But it's saying, if you want the blessing, then I need to stretch the curtains of my dwelling. I can't remain small in my thoughts, in my actions, in my room, and expect to take more. I remember where I stayed before where I'm staying right now. We just have a very limited space, and it was filled up within a short time. You know, the moment you get married, there are many things that will come in with the marriage. There are many loads that will come in. And before I knew it, everything got filled up. We had to start rearranging. But no matter how much you tried, that place could only take the limited thing the space could contain. So it's the same thing. If your room is small, it can only take a little. If I only have capacity to take small, I can only take that. How many of us have the capacity to become the president of a nation? It's easy for us to just start saying, the president is not doing well, the governor is not doing well. Just become a counselor of a local government and you will know how difficult it is to actually lead. If any one of us have become class captains before or class rep or anything like that in secondary school or tertiary institution, you know how difficult it is to lead people. But if you can stretch and become better and become bigger in your mind, in your skills, in your emotional intelligence, in all manner of all kinds of intelligence that we need, then we can take more. The reason why the blessing of God cannot come into our lives is just like when you have a delivery from the post office or from any of these courier services, you know, there are some deliveries that they can only give to you in person, maybe because of your instruction or depending on the kind of security where you live. They will only deliver it in person. If you are not there, they are not giving it to you. They are not dropping it. So, there are some things, there are some packages that heaven, the angels of God are bringing to us every day, every time, but there is no room to keep it. They look for the person that owns it and it doesn't look like you. So they go back. It doesn't look like me. So they go back. So what should we do? We need to develop capacity. So what is the first step today? The first step is to make room. We need to intentionally expand our current state, the place of our tent. We need to expand it. Many of us are looking for the glory above, opportunities that are yet to come. We are praying every day, God, enlarge my coast, bring opportunities. We are doing all that. But we have not even used 10% of what we currently have. Have we used it? Now, somebody is talking about singleness. I want to get married. Have you maximized your singleness? Somebody is married and wants to have a child. Have you maximized that marriage? Somebody has a job, is talking about a business. Have you maximized that job? Somebody has a business, is asking God to expand. Now, finances, you are not faithful. You are not keeping books properly. And I'm also talking to myself also. You're not keeping your books properly. You are not developing yourself in some capacities to be able to undo more. See, if we are being truthful with ourselves, there is just a limit to the kind of customers we can handle. Can you handle billionaires if they need your services? Do you know how to actually behave before a billionaire? Do you know how to give prices to them? Do you know how to actually talk to them and they will listen? So that is it. If I don't know that, I just need to be truthful with myself. I want these people to be able to patronize me. The Bible says that Gentiles will come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my rising. But the question is, do I look like the person they can come to? If I don't, I need to be truthful and develop myself and put on the cloak of the person who can actually service those people and know how to talk. Many of us need to learn how to actually do presentations, to talk to people, to be able to talk to those people who can actually pay us and bring us to the level that God has ordained for us. Then number two step today, the first one is to make room, enlarge, create capacity. The second one is to be drastic about this. Don't delay. That scripture says, do not spare. Make room, enlarge, but don't spare. Don't spare any space. Don't give any room for complaints. Don't give any room for mediocrity. Yes, I'm very good at what I do. I'm a skilled person in what I do. But the question is, do I know how to communicate that level of competence to people? Do we all know that people who talk well get paid somehow? If you know how to do something very well and you don't know how to market it, and someone else only knows how to do it a little and knows how to talk smoothly, you know, sweet talk, they are probably going to hire that person than you. How many of us know people who cannot do the things the way you are doing it? Who cannot provide the kind of service you are providing the way you are doing it? But they get paid maybe 50 times more than you. Just because they know how to talk. Just because they know how to position themselves in the right places. Just because they know how to go to the right people to sell to. It doesn't matter how good you are or how good I am. If all I'm doing is selling in a slum, they can't afford to pay what kings will pay, what presidents will pay. So If I want to be able to talk to presidents in quotes or kings in quotes, then I need to be able to find my way into the midst of kings. I need to be able to dress my way into the midst of kings. I need to be able to position myself in that place where they are. It may take years, but I need to grow into it. It may take months, but I need to grow into it. I've heard before that Bishop Oyedepo, that he had to take courses in communication. That, you know, when God told him all those things, he knew that, oh, the way I'm talking right now is not the best way. He had to take a course in how to talk properly, how to communicate better. And then many people just think it's just the Spirit, it's just the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is there, but there are some intellectual work that you and I also have to do. Do not spare. Be drastic about this. We have delayed too much. That scripture says, you have dwelt on this mountain too long. And we're going to read it very soon. Genesis 13, 14. Lift up your eyes now from the place where you are. Which takes us to the next point. Make spirit-guided projections. Now, I know it's easy for us to just say, oh, this is what's going to happen. Now, the question is, let God lead you and I. Let us make spirit-guided projections. I should be able to sit down and say, in the next 1 year, if I take this step and this step, this is where I'm going to be. Spirit-guided projections. Where do you want to be in the next 1 month, in the next 2 months, in the next 3 months, in the next 1 year? Where do I want to be? Let the Holy Spirit guide you. That is the advantage we have as believers. The Holy Spirit guiding us. Make spirit-guided projections from where you are. Many of us want to get to the next step for us to be able to see the next step, but it doesn't happen that way. God told Abraham, you want to have children. Maybe Abraham has just been thinking, if I can just have one child to be the heir, if I can just have one child. And God is saying, you are not getting it right. It took him how many years? About 25 years of waiting, from 75 to 100. Until he saw that picture that God is not telling him about one child. That one child will be the seed. But God is telling him about nations. Nations. Maybe you are thinking too small. Maybe I am thinking too small. Maybe all I'm looking at right now is, oh, I just want to be able to feed my family. And God is saying, this guy is not getting it. Maybe all you are saying is, I just want to buy a car. God is saying, this guy is not getting it. Car is never a problem. Car is just a matter of you having cash to go to the market to go and buy. But what is it that will make you have the capacity to command any car you have, to command any influence you have? God wants you to be an influential person, to be a blessing to multitudes, to the world at large. And yet, all you are thinking about is our small corner. God is saying, you are not ready. You are not ready. If I give you money now, all you're going to spend it on will be things that don't make any difference in your life. And God is saying, you better wake up and see the vision. But God is saying, from where you are right now, lift up your eyes. It may take some days of fasting. It may take some counseling. It may take some mentorship. It may take reading books. It may take going to conferences of all manners. But he's saying, lift up your eyes from where you are right now, from the place where you are. Don't step forward. Don't even go too much. But from where you are, make spirit-guided projections. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. Now, another way of saying that is, look forward. At the same time, look right and left. What are the relationships you have right now? Because those are the right and left. What are the opportunities you have right now? What are the advantages you and I have right now? And look backward also. Hindsight. What are the things you can leverage on? What are the experiences you had in time past that you can leverage on to go to the place you are going? Now, you know, long jump. When people run and run and run and run, and then they have a pedal, they step on that thing, and then they are able to jump. Or if you are doing that one that you use a pole to actually jump over a kind of audio, they run and run and then they step the pole down and it propels them upward. God is saying, from where you are right now, use the experiences of the past that are not palatable, so to say, that you don't love. Use them to propel you to the front. Let's not keep looking back and giving excuses. I wish the richest man in the world was my father. Don't wish anymore. Take step. I just need to take step. All the negative experiences, they are supposed to be in your advantage. Because all those rich guys you are seeing, they don't have those experiences. That means I have more audacity, more strength, more confidence to go forward. Because I've seen it all. I've seen all the poverty there could be in the world. Now I can use that experience to step forward. Some people went through abuse. You can use that experience to go forward instead of just brooding on it. I know it's not easy, but it's possible. God told Moses, "What is in your hands?" God is also telling you and I, "What is it in your hands? What do you have already? What job do you have? What business do you have? What certification do you have? What is in your hands? What spiritual gifts do you have?" He said, "Use that rod. I'm going to refine it eventually, but right now, that's what you're going to use." Elisha told the widow of Zarephath, "What do you have?" He said, "Nothing but a jar of oil." He said, "That's all you need." It's not going to be everything you need eventually, but that is the starting point. Without that, I can't take you forward. Did you notice in the Bible that I don't see where God blessed anyone with nothing. No, they always have something. They always have a little in their hands. The little in your hands is enough for God to use to propel you and I forward. He told Moses, "What is in your hands?" That rod made him a deliverer. That they almost put him side by side with Jesus. Even though Jesus made him anyway. Then Elisha told that person, "What do you have?" He said, "Nothing but a jar of oil." He said, "It's enough. Go and borrow vessels. Develop capacity and begin to pour the oil inside those opportunities that you have created." And then Gideon, the angel appeared to Gideon and was like, "You mighty man of valor, excuse me, do you know what you are talking about?" He says, "Go in this your mind. Don't look for a new strength. There is something I've deposited in you that you need to go with right now. Maximize what you already have. Don't belittle it. Don't allow what we call the imposter syndrome. That thing is a demon. That thing called imposter syndrome. It's probably what is stopping you right now from going to the next step. Because all you see are the limitations you have instead of all the advantages you have. Who said you can't do more? Who said you can't start a $1 million business today, right now? And who said your business cannot get to the level of billions? All you need to do is start. If I don't start, if you don't start, we have no chance at all. If I don't start, there is no chance." Gideon had to grow from the one who put out a fleece. You know, Gideon, he told him about his strength. He was still doubtful. The imposter syndrome was there. He was thinking, "God, is this you? Is this not you? How can you see an angel and not know it's an angel?" He said, "Okay, I just want to be sure." He did the first test. "Let there be water and whatever." He said, "Okay, that one passed." He said, "One more. Let me do another one." He did that one again. But later he had to outgrow it. But guess what? He stepped out at first with the little strength he had, and God was patient with him. So you too also step out in faith. I should step out in faith. You should step out in faith. Maybe your current business, career, singleness, challenges you have is just the stepping stone to the next step. Maybe it's just the pedestal for you to look northwards, eastwards, westwards. God is saying, from where you are right now, take stock, move forward, expand to the right. And then there's another word there, number 4, strengthen your stakes. This refers to stability and consolidation. Whatever you have right now, I can almost bet that most of us are not maximizing what we have. Your gifts, how many of us can say categorically that I am maximizing all the gifts I have? Most of us cannot say that. So, it's time to actually strengthen our stakes. Get some stability in it. You are singing, get some stability. It's business, get some stability. Learn more about that business, because I can almost bet that there are many things about that business that you know nothing about. And you think you know. And I think I do know, but I don't know yet. There are many things I don't know. Which means we can't just relax and say I've learned something. No. Paul, after all this anointing, he was telling somebody, "Oh, make sure you bring my books. Make sure you bring my parchments, all my notes. Bring those things because I need to learn from other people also. I may be anointed, more anointed than almost anyone else, but I still need to learn. I may have gone to school more than everyone else, but I still need to learn. I may have experience more than anyone else, but I still need to learn." And sometimes it's people that don't look like it that will teach us things, that will help us to see properly. So let's stabilize and consolidate whatever we have right now so that we can go to the next step. That is it today. The topic remains, make room for more. There is a room that God has prepared for you and I. There is a room that God has created for you. Make sure we maximize that first. Then, remove all the limits. Strengthen. And in closing, I'm going to read that scripture again. Isaiah 54:2-3. If you can also open it, that would be nice. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left. And I pray that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. I pray that as we all step out in faith, as we all do the needful, go back to school, do some informal training online, YouTube, all these things are available. Our generation has no excuse because we have almost every. In fact, you can build a plane now. Just go to YouTube and say, how can I build a plane? You'll be shocked at what you see. Almost anything is possible. We don't have excuse anymore. None of us has any excuse whatsoever. So please, let's step up and depend on the power of God for favor. As we do our part, He will surely confirm His own. In fact, He has done His own. It's only our part that is remaining. If we do our part, it will trigger the favor that God has put upon you and I. And I pray that as we step out this week and decide to take that step to the next level, to stretch ourselves, to become who we have never been able to become, to do what we have never been able to do. Maybe for somebody, it's righteousness. You are like, okay, this thing called sin, I don't think it's possible not to sin, but I will try this week. I want to walk in righteousness. I will not talk back at somebody who hurts me. I will not hurt somebody back who hurts me. I will not do what we call an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I will just walk in righteousness this week. Maybe that's all you need for God to open His doors for you and I. Maybe a little step higher than where we are in prayer. But I pray that as we go out this week, as we step out in faith, may we be strengthened in the name of Jesus. May we be empowered in the name of Jesus. And may we return back with testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And Lord, I pray for everyone today. Now, Lord, let everyone here tonight expand to the right and to the left. In the name of Jesus, I declare your descendants will inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabited. People will see you and bless God for you. People will see you and bless the day you are born. In the name of Jesus, and I decree today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is there any hindrance, any obstacle standing your way, I decree that even laws, rules will be rewritten for your sake in the name of Jesus. Receive new opportunities, receive open doors, and return next week with your testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Praise God, and glad to see everyone here tonight. Hope to see you next week, and please invite someone, bring people to join you. See you and be blessed in the name of Jesus.
The good success.com.